The Gospels According to Love audio, Luke chapter 12, Seek Love. In the meantime, there gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, so many that they trod one upon the other. Jesus began to say to his disciples, Beware ye of the bread of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for nothing is covered therefore. Whatsoever you have spoken in hate, love hears. That which you have spoken in the ear and closets is proclaimed upon the housetops. I say to you, my friends, be not afraid of those who kill the body. After that, they have no more that they can do. I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear that which after they have killed you has the power to cast you into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear that. 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them forgotten before love. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. I say to you, whosoever shall confess love before the people, they shall the Son of Love confess before the angels of love. Those that abandon me before the people will be abandoned before the angels of love. Whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Love, it is forgiven them. To those that blaspheme against the Spirit of love, they have condemned themselves. When they bring you into the synagogues and to the magistrates and powers, take you no thought how or what you shall answer or what thing you shall say. The Spirit of love shall teach you the same hour what you ought to say. One of the company said to Jesus, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. Jesus said to him, Man, who made me judge or divider over you? Jesus said to them, Take heed and beware of what you covet, for a person's life consists not in the things they possess. Jesus spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? He said, This I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There I will bestow all my fruits and goods. I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Love said to him, You child, this night your soul be required of you. Then who shall have these things which you have provided? This is for all those who lay up treasure for themselves but are not rich towards love. Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than the meat, and the body is more than the raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither has storehouse nor barn, yet love feeds them. How much more are you worth than the fowls? Which of you can in thought add to their stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why do ye take thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Since love then so clothes the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow cast in the oven, how much more will love clothe you, O you of little faith? Seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be doubtful of mine, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Love knows you have need of these things. Rather, seek the kingdom of love, and all these things be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is love's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have and give gifts. Provide yourself bags that carry nothing old, a treasure in heaven that fails not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about with your, and your lights be burning. Make yourselves like ones that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those who, when love comes, shall find them waiting. Surely I say to you, that those shall gird themselves and make them to sit down to meat, and love will come forth and serve them. If love shall come in the second watch or the third watch and find them waiting, blessed are these. This know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffered his house be broken through. Be yourself therefore ready, for the Son of Love comes at an hour when you think not. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, speak ye this parable to us or to all? Jesus says, who then is that faithful and wise steward whose Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that friend whose Lord, when he comes, shall find him so doing. Of a truth I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. If that friend says in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maidens to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of the friend will come in a day when he looks not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. That friend who knew his Lord's will and prepared not themselves, neither did not according to his will be beaten with many stripes. Those that knew not love's will and did commit things worthy of stripes, they be beaten a few stripes. For to whosoever much is given, of them much is required. Of those who have committed much, they will ask more. I have come to send fire on earth, wishing it already kindled. I have a baptism to accomplish. How do I remain straight until all this is accomplished? Suppose you that I come to give peace on earth. I tell you no, but rather division. From here on there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus said to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there comes a shower, and so it is. When you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you discern the face of the sky and of the earth. How is it that you not discern this time? Yea, why even of yourselves judge you not what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, as you are on the way, give diligence that you be forgiven by him. Otherwise he hails you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and the officer casts you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart there until you have paid the very last mite.